At first blush, Petersburg Medical Center's emergency wing looks like a tight ship. Representative Peltola remarked on the cleanliness and the artwork that hangs from the walls. A quilt made out of old portraits, bound together with red lines, makes the representative pause. She asks Chief Nursing Officer Jennifer Briner what it means.
What is this quilt? All the red lines are all the relationships, like the bloodlines.
But deep in the bowels of the facility, the picture gets darker. Hospital Administrator Phil Hofstetter leads the group down a couple flights of stairs. He points out dated pieces of the building, like a cable-drawn elevator. He says it's actually the 23rd elevator to be installed in Alaska, adding that it might even be the oldest operational elevator in the state. The hospital's electrical system was built to support older components like this. Hofstetter says he's afraid newer medical equipment could strain that system.
We have we have a CT scan and X-ray imaging. And we can only load so much on our electrical plant.
That's just the start of it. Signs of decay are even more apparent in places like the faintly lit boiler room, where the building's arteries grumble and hiss. Wolf Brooks is the hospital's maintenance manager. He takes out a flashlight and points the beam of light at a place where an old septic line runs just below a layer of concrete. He says the encased pipe would be incredibly difficult to reach if it breaks down.
You would need to jackhammer out this entire concrete foundation. And obviously when you do that, you cannot have people upstairs. You can't have a functioning hospital. That's terrifying.
Other issues with the building are even harder to see than those cement-encased septic pipes. About a decade ago, an assessment revealed that, by almost all major infrastructural and architectural standards, the building is falling out of code. The new facility is underway, but the main building isn't fully funded. The project didn't make it onto the state capital budget this year. At the end of the latest legislative session, House Finance Committee Chair Bert Stedman said he disagreed with the hospital administration's phased funding approach and that the project doesn't have his support. But to some residents, Petersburg Medical Center is more than just the sum of its crumbling parts. Assemblymember Bob Lynn told Peltola that it's something of a community nexus.
There's an empathy here that I haven't seen in other communities, really, in trying to take care of our community and growing it. It really does make a difference.
A few of the attendees spoke about how the medical center's wellness services expand far beyond its walls, from taking residents of the long-term care unit out to join in community events to helping the school district secure a counselor. Katie Holmland is the medical center's youth program coordinator and the vice president of the local school board. She told Peltola about her work to connect Petersburg students with counseling services.
That partnership we have with PMC to be providing those behavioral health services to students is like hugely impactful because it's really hard to find quality counselors. Like there's a nationwide shortage of it. And so the services that they're providing in-house are already spread so thin.
The whole tour lasted just about an hour. Ultimately, close to 10 people from across the community showed up to tell Peltola why the medical center is so important to them. The representative says it's made her list of capital improvement projects to keep an eye on for federal funds.
I'm excited about leaning in and doing what I can do at the congressional level to help the community of Petersburg get their new medical center and realize that dream.
In the meantime, Hospital Administrator Phil Hofstetter says he will continue advocating for the new facility as the community's number one federal and state priority for the next fiscal year. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.